Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's shift gears over to the NBA before we run out of time. There was a huge trade. Desmond Bane, what was it, four first-round picks? Four unprotected first-round picks? And there's also some, you know, percolating news about Kevin Durant to the Heat and maybe Russell Westbrook to the Heat. What do you think? If you add Kevin Durant, let's say you can add Kevin Durant and you don't lose Bam or Tyler, where are they in the East? Bam, KD, Tyler Hero is your big three.
Hawk, I said it last night on our sports show with Clay because we debated, like, you know, what do you give up for KD? Like, what do you legitimately give up? And I said anything but Bam or Tyler. That's where I leave it. And when you talk about assets and building for the future and all this stuff, you look at what happened here. If you go back to December when the Heat and Pacers were basically the same team, at least it seemed like, you know, and this is obviously pre all the Jimmy stuff. You're thinking to yourself, okay, the Pacers are about as likely as the Heat are to get to the finals. You know, it's unlikely. And the Pacers are in the NBA Finals battling against a 68-win team. I mean, you look at what they did, or 64, whatever they were, 64-win team. You look at what they did, and it shows you that the East is wide open still. So, yeah, Kevin Durant with Bam and Tyler, you put other pieces in there, led by Eric Spoelstra, I think is a team that could compete for one of the top few seeds and have an opportunity to compete in the playoffs. I do. I just don't think, and I think you have to think that way, because what I told Clay last night is what I'll tell you right now, Hawk. I don't want to see this team run it back. There were times where that offense and that team last year were unwatchable. And it's okay to say that. They were. Defensively, they play hard, and Spo, they always have a chance. And I love all those things in the culture. But this team needs something. And a 26-point score, I don't care what age he is, and Kevin Durant, moves the needle for me to them being competitive in the East. I think you do what you can to get them.
But Will, the only thing, and Kevin Durant's a Hall of Famer, first ballot. He's one of the most amazing scorers I've watched with my own eyes living. But I watched Brooklyn with him and James Harden, nothing. Then I watched Phoenix with him, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal. They didn't even make the playoffs, Will. So that is that something that should pop in my head when I think about Kevin Durant? Is just he had to get with Steph Curry and Draymond Green and them boys to win a championship.
I mean, you could kind of, you know, you could say the same thing with LeBron, right? LeBron had to come here with Dwayne and CB, and he won the title, and then he gets Anthony Davis. And you know, I get the logic. You're not wrong. But I think Kevin Durant's a different type of superstar in the sense that, you know, he gets a lot of backlash for stuff like that. But the reality is, he doesn't have to come in here and be a leader. He doesn't kind of have to be a rah-rah guy. You got Bam for that. You know, you got guys in that building that, you got obviously even UD behind the scenes. You have guys in that building that are leaders that can be the heart and soul of the team. Just go in there, take your hoodie off, score 26 points, put it back on, come back the next day, come back the next day, deal with the media however you want to deal with, and be Kevin Durant, because the Heat are missing something. And to me, a player of his caliber, his elite scoring ability, I've never heard a bad thing about Kevin Durant as a teammate, right? I never heard that he's difficult. And they just dealt with 5-6 years of a guy who came in with the label of being difficult, and they went to 2 NBA Finals. So to me, a guy like KD would fit in just fine. I don't see a problem with any of the other stuff that, you know, as far as what he's done or hasn't done in the past in certain teams. I think here he would fit in fine and help this team be a lot better and a lot more watchable and exciting than they've been the last couple of years.
I know it's a fluid situation, Will. I saw Shams Charania a couple hours ago say that KD has no desire, quote, to be in Minnesota, and now the Miami Heat are the betting favorites. But I realize, very fluid situation. But you are seeing people kind of cape up for guys they don't think the Heat should trade. And look, is Khalil Ware on that list for you? If it means Kevin Durant, would you be willing to part ways with Khalil Ware? Or is there still too much upside there for the Heat, and they should do everything they can to keep him?
I mean, there's two parts to that. The second part you just said is true. There's a lot of upside, and they should do whatever they can to keep him. But if you can get Kevin Durant, the only ones I'm not trading are Bam and Tyler. That's it. Because to me, KD, Bam, and Tyler is your new nucleus once you move past post Jimmy. And let's not forget what the Heat did. That was their core, right? The core of Jimmy, Bam, and Tyler, with other pieces mixed with the development of Gabe and Max and all those things, and Duncan hitting threes, that became an NBA final team twice. So if you throw Kevin Durant for the next couple of years in there and you mix and match and you trust, again, you trust your head coach, one of the ultimate greats of Spo, you trust your front office to fill in pieces, to me, that's a chance you take. That's a risk you take other than running it back, because running it back isn't going to work. We've seen it 2 years in a row. It's just not going to work. They have to pivot post-Jimmy, and that has to include an alpha, a guy that can take that lead role. And I don't know if anybody fits that better for the short term than Kevin Durant.
You're telling me, Will, that if the deal was presented to you and it included Tyler Hero and not Bam, you would say no to Kevin Durant?
Well, the problem is you have to think what else is going on, because I don't think the combo of KD and Bam is going to move the needle by itself in the East. I think it has to have Tyler, because I think Tyler is at his best when he's not the alpha. And Tyler handled the alpha role pretty well post-Jimmy, but we saw that he needs help. You throw in a 25-point score, and then Tyler can be the 23, 25-point score as the secondary guy. Now you're talking about a team that I think that can make some noise and be good in the East. I think you take that away, and yeah, you're losing too much scoring. What you're getting in KD and losing in Tyler doesn't balance out to me.
And, Will, what is if KD's off the – books. Let's say KD goes to Houston, wherever else he's talking about. Right. Then what do you do? Because I don't want to run it back either. But now what do you do? We depend on Russell Westbrook to come in here and be the one? Because he can't shoot a three. They leave him wide open nowadays. What would be option two if we can't get KD?
I mean, the option two, Channing, is basically running back, but for the beginning of the year, of having Andrew Wiggins as that third piece, you know? And that's, and then you see what the development of Khalil was. You see if Nico could stay healthy and how he develops all year. You are essentially, if you don't get KD, now, are there other things that could open up in the next, you know, 7-8 weeks? Sure, I'm sure there are. But the reality is this is what's in front of you. So there would be some sort of a version of run it back. Because to me, run it back, everybody says run it back, right? Run it back, it's a term we use a lot. It's not that you're bringing the same 15 guys back, but that you're bringing the same core back. And the core post-Jimmy was Tyler, Bam, and Andrew Wiggins, you know, and the development of those young guys I mentioned. I don't see a scenario, if they don't get KD outside, again, of another star coming free for some reason, that it's not going to be some sort of version of that next season.
Will Manso, see him on Local 10. We'll see you at the Ameren Bank Arena tomorrow, Will.
I will come by and say hello. I cannot wait. I wish it was today, guys. I really am. I hate this extra day. I want to get there tomorrow, but we'll have some fun.
I'm ready to roll as well, man. I hope close it out tomorrow. That would be fun. We'll see you, Will. Please. We appreciate your time.
You got it, guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.